From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump is ordering the deployment of National Guard troops to help Border Patrol control the Mexican border, even as Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen warned of an uptick in illegal border crossings.
We've recently seen the numbers of illegal border crossings rise from 40-year lows last April back to previous levels.
Mr. Trump cited what he called weak U.S. immigration laws that allow authorities to arrest but then release illegal immigrants in the U.S., as well as lax border security for ordering the troop deployment.
We will not allow illegal immigration levels to become the norm. More than 1,000 people a day, 300,000 a year, violating our sovereignty as a nation will never be acceptable to this president.
Nielsen outlined potential troop mission objectives.
The Department of Defense, as you know, has long supported the efforts of DHS to protect our nation's borders. This includes ongoing counter-narcotic missions, infrastructure construction, persistent surveillance operations training, and aerial support throughout the Western Hemisphere.
In a tweet Wednesday, Mr. Trump called on Congress to change current U.S. immigration law to better protect the southern border. In Sierra Leone, opposition candidate Julius Montebello Wednesday was declared winner of a runoff presidential election with the ruling party's candidate to succeed, Ernest Bai Koroma.
Bio Julius Mada, Sierra Leone People's Party, received 1,319,406, representing 51.81 valid votes cast.
And Fa Ali Kunta, chairman of the National Electoral Commission, Bio defeated the ruling All People's Congress candidate Samora Kamara. Montebello lost in 2012, briefly ruled the West African country as a head of military junta. This is VOA News. Trade tensions between the world's two biggest economies have increased following tit-for-tat tariffs on products from both China and the U.S. But President Trump's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, said he expects talks to resolve matters like the trade deficit and handling of intellectual property.
It's part of the process. I mean, I would take the president seriously on this tariff issue. You know, there are carrots and sticks in life. But he is ultimately a free trader. He said that to me. He said it publicly. So he wants to solve this.
Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross said he expects a negotiated deal. China's U.S. Ambassador Sui Tiankai met with a U.S. official at the State Department and afterwards expressed his hope for a resolution.
The relationship is comprehensive and complex. There are good things. Sometimes there are things not so good. But we have always been able to expand the good things and manage the not so good things.
Sui said it takes two to tango. Russia's call for a joint investigation into the poisoning of a former Russian double agent on British soil was defeated Wednesday during a meeting of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons at The Hague. Russia denies accusations it was behind the March for nerve agent attack on Sergei Skripal and his daughter. Nick Heath, the deputy British ambassador to the Netherlands, called the Russian effort perverse.
Its attempt to do so was another cynical ploy. It sought, ultimately, to show confusion and frustrate the process.
British investigators determined the nerve agent used was Novichok, produced in a Russian laboratory. Brazil's Supreme Court voted 6-5 Wednesday to uphold the corruption conviction of former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, who is appealing the case and trying to avoid a 12-year prison term. Lula could be jailed within days. Ironically, he remains among the most popular politicians in Brazil and is seen as a front-runner ahead of October's election. Morocco Wednesday said it's considering all options if the UN doesn't take up its accusation that Polisario rebels have violated terms of a ceasefire agreement and entered Western Sahara. The charge comes as the Security Council considers extending the peacekeeping mandate. The social media platform Facebook Wednesday said personal information of some 90 million users may have been compromised by a political consultancy. Founder Mark Zuckerberg acknowledged he, quote, messed up when it came to the data leak involving London-based Cambridge Analytica, but has no plans to step down or fire anybody. Fears of a U.S.-China trade war eased somewhat Wednesday, with all three U.S. stock indices recording gains, the benchmark Dow Jones notching 231-point gain to 24,264. Meanwhile, the U.S. private sector added nearly 250,000 jobs in March, a higher number than analysts had forecast. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.